Welcome to Chorus Call. Please hold for an operator. Welcome to Chorus Call.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, connect me to IRCON Limited conference call. Pranali Patil from Iden Investment. Connect me to IRCON Limited. IRCON Internet.
The conference is now being recorded.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been connected to the Q3 and 9 months FY22 earnings conference call of Ircon International Limited. Requesting all the participants to please stay connected. This conference call will begin shortly. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Steven, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to the conference call of Ircon International Limited, arranged by Concept Investor Relations, to discuss its Q3 and 9 month FY22 results. We have with us today Sri Yogesh Kumar Misra, Chairman and Managing Director, and Sri Surajit Datta, Chief Financial Officer and Executive Director. At this moment, all participants are in the listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Please note that this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Sri Yogesh Kumar Misra, Chairman and Managing Director, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Gaurav. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon to all of you. I am Yogesh Kumar Misra, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. I welcome you all to this conference call, which we are holding after declaration of our financial performance for Q3 and for the 9 months in FY21-22. So I have with me my colleague, Mr. Surajit Datta, Chief Financial Officer and Executive Director of Finance. We have already uploaded a detailed presentation on the stock exchanges for your reference. So I hope you had a chance to go through it. Although we have faced COVID-19 situations during current year as well, but the impact has not been as much as the previous years, which shows in our results. Now we have resumed operations in a full-fledged manner, and we are operating now at the pre-COVID levels. We have secured good orders during this quarter and earlier during the year. So our order book as on 31-12-2021 stands at 43,505 crore, and out of which 11,000 crore orders worth of orders have been won in Q3. Now, as you all know, since most of our orders are coming on competitive bidding, so the share of orders of under competitive bidding has now come up to almost 45%. Some of these orders that we have secured are from highways in the highway sector under the HAM projects, and we have formed two SPVs already. In this quarter, and after closing of the quarter also, we have formed three more subsidiaries. So we have five now projects under HAM which we are going to implement. During the quarter, we also signed an MOU with one of the leading consultants, Sistra, for cooperation in the tunneling sector. They are named to reckon with in the TBM tunneling, and IRCON has done good work in NATM tunneling. So we thought we'll join hands together and go together in works where both the technologies are being used. And now I'll briefly summarize the financial performance of the company in third quarter. Our total income stands at 1709 crores as against 1304 crore in Q3 FY21. Revenue from operations stood at 1639 crore as against 1246 crore in Q3. Core EBITDA reported was at rupees 107 crore as compared to rupees 86 crore. Profit before tax stands at 169 crore as against 134 crore. And PAT reported was at 130 crore as against rupees 103 crore in the Q3 last year. EPS stands at 1.38 per equity share, a face value of 2 per share. I am happy to, of course, it has been announced already, but we have approved an interim dividend of 70 paisa per equity share on the face value of rupees 2 per share. So we are maintaining our dividend as per the previous years to our shareholders. Now I would like to make the floor open for question and answer session.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shreyansh from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, basically my question is pertaining to, if you could help us with the order book or, the key projects which have contributed to the revenue.
You want to talk about the out of the existing order book, you want to know?
Yes. So key projects like Shiva Karangpo.
Yeah. So our key revenue has come from the projects of the main is Laule Kazigund or the Udhampur Srinagar Baramulla rail link project. Then we have the Shiva Karangpo railway project. We have revenue from DFCCIL, Vadodara Kim Expressway, Katni Great Separator Project, and then we have other projects. These are the top five. So others, I think, should be available in our presentation. I think you can see.
Sir, as in, if you could help us out with the numbers, or probably I'll take it offline.
Okay. So no, numbers means in each of these projects, what is the revenue?
Yeah. What is the contribution, or probably if you could help us out with the outstanding order book.
So you want for the quarter or 9 months?
For the quarter.
Okay, so for the quarter ending 31st December, our USBRL project, we have, it has contributed 506 crores.
Okay.
Tokrangpo has contributed 274 crores.
Okay.
DFCCIL CTP-12 has contributed 164 crores.
Okay.
Vadodara Kim has contributed 65 crores.
Okay.
Atni Grade Separator has contributed 80 crores.
Okay.
Akora Agartala has contributed 71. Chhattisgarh project has contributed 61.
Okay.
Gaya doubling project has contributed 55. Katni Singrauli has contributed 37. And Tulla Mongla port project has contributed 37. So these are the top 10.
Sure. So now coming to our revenue guidance for FY22 and FY23, how do you foresee the quarter four planning out, and how do you foresee, you know, FY22 and FY23?
I think we are going to significantly increase our revenues. Of course, in the last year, our revenues in the last quarter was also pretty good. But since we have already done well in the three quarters, so my overall revenue, I would expect, going maybe 1,000 crore more than last year.
So roughly 2,300 odd crores for fourth quarter of FY22.
22 or 23, you can say.
Okay. And sir, for FY23, what is the target now?
FY23 would be similar to this, maybe an increase of about 5%.
Increase of 5%, right?
Yeah. There won't be any decrease. We will be able to at least maintain the revenues to this level, FY23 also.
So, sir, I just want to understand, you know, that we have an order book of 40,000 odd crores plus. And despite that, you know, we are talking just about 5% growth in FY23, you know. So just wanted to understand what is stopping us from, you know, going to that 10-15% mark.
See, the projects that we have, many of them, you can see they are like the HAM projects. They take a lot of development time also. Our JV projects in the coal SPVs also are, they are in the development stage. So although they are in our order book, they are still, land acquisition going on, forest clearance going on. So the construction is starting a little later.
Okay.
So that's why it is taking, so if you see right from the concept to commissioning, about 5 years. But once we start the construction, it's about 3 years. So that's why our revenue is close to this.
Got it. So sir, now coming to our margins, we've been talking about 9-10% in terms of operating margins, but since last four quarters we are on track as far as execution is concerned, and margins are still not showing any signs of recovery.
You are right, and last call also I had said that since we are now going for more and more competitive bidding projects, and the portfolio of foreign our foreign projects, unless that increases, our margins are going to be under pressure. But we will maintain the margins that we have achieved in this quarter in future quarters as well.
So sir, should we assume that 7% is, in terms of operating margins, 7% is a realistic number going forward?
7-8% is a realistic number.
Got it. Sure. So a couple of questions from my side, additional questions. One is, as far as, highway sector is concerned, the recently won HAM projects, if you see, our bids were very, very competitive. In fact, a couple of projects were at a discount to the authority's estimated cost. So just wanted to understand the thought process behind this.
Actually, the entire bidding, we have analyzed the earlier bids also, where we have participated, come at L9, L10, or even lower than that. You see, so many bidders have now come up. It's basically, we always do the work from scratch in the based on the first principles. So we don't go by, what others are going to do or what is the estimate. So you can see in some of the tenders, the bids have gone below the estimate, which should not happen normally. So which obviously means that there has been something wrong which the client has assumed or done. So we have done our engineering, we have done our calculations, and we are pretty sure that we will be able to get both our EPC margins as well as the IRR on our investment. So we are very sure. In fact, we have gone ahead with the EPC contracts also, and very soon we will also know that our prices have been quite competitive. Although they have been competitive, but still we are going to make our margins.
Sure, got it. Sir, and sir, last question, as far as our CAPEX plans are concerned, what is the number for FY22 and FY23, and for the solar power, how much investment have we lined up?
For our CAPEX, we don't have any targets as such, but for the solar bid, the cost of the project is about 2,500 crores, and we intend to finance it with a debt equity ratio of 80-20, so correct, in which IRCON's investment will be about 200 odd crores.
Sir, this would be invested in a period of next 2-2.5 years.
Our target is June 2024, and the major the requirement of this was that we were to sign a power purchase agreement with the consumers, and I'm happy to tell you that we have already finalized it with the Indian Railways. So Indian Railways will be purchasing all the power that we'll be producing. The entire 500 megawatt will be offloaded by the railway itself.
Okay, and it will be on a fixed charge basis.
Because I think you know probably that this bidding was done under the from IRIDA under limited competition with PSUs. So there, the tariff that we charge is fixed. That we can charge. So we have actually Railways is already buying power in the range of 5 to 6 rupees, per unit, and we would be giving them at about 2.45, and for which is good enough for them. So they are very happy to even purchase at that price. But we also cannot go in for a higher tariff because of the conditions of the bid, which we had accepted.
Sure. And just in addition to this, sir, what would be our investments in roads in next 2 years?
Our road projects, I think, border book next time. The order book.
Order.
I think the total right now, the projects that we are going to implement in the next 2 years, we have a total investment of about 4,000 to 5,000 crore rupees.
Okay. But that would be debt plus equity, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So assuming that we have to increase around 20% odd.
Yeah.
In the form, so that 20% odd will be infused from in next 2 years.
Yeah.
Got it. I have few more questions. I will be waiting on you. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hiren Trivedi from Axis Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Hiren Trivedi?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We could not hear you clearly, sir. Please.
Repeat the question. Yeah. So, thanks for the opportunity. Just two questions. One is on the road asset. So, given the recent projects thrust on infrastructure sector and especially roads, what would be our plan on the road assets, and how do you see our company benefiting from this announcement? And secondly, the nomination contracts have remained in the range of around 24,000 to 27,000 the past few quarters. So that would also be remaining the same going forward. Is that a correct assumption, if you were to think of?
Okay, so regarding the road projects, our portfolio as of now is about 20%, you know, after the recent bids, and we will continue to maintain this. So we'll be finishing two HAM projects this year, and so that basically our limitation is the amount of equity that we, total amount of equity that we can put in. So you know, as our net worth goes up, the amount that we can invest is higher. We have the cash, but we have limitations in terms of the regulations. So we intend to take highway projects almost in the same ratio in which we are doing right now. Regarding the railway nomination projects, I think I told that we are not going to get any more nomination projects. That's why we have started the bidding for railway projects wherever, you know, it's possible. We normally are competitive in the large value projects. So we have received orders for the T2 package of National High Speed Rail Corporation, which is 5,100 crore. And we have another C7 package which we have won, which is in with our JV partner. This was 3,400 crore. So we are also participating in the bids of the railway sector, and we hope to get a significant share from there.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. How is the ordering outlook from the railways looking like in FY23?
Sorry, can you please repeat the question? I couldn't hear it properly.
Sir, can you please elaborate on the order opportunities in FY23 from the Indian Railways?
I think if I understand correctly, you're talking of the orders from the railways.
Ordering opportunities available in FY23.
Oh, yes. Ordering opportunities available in 22-23. There are going to be bids coming up in the dedicated freight corridor in the eastern sector, which will be under PPP. Then the National High Speed Rail Corporation, there are more bids coming up. You know, we have participated in some, won some also, but then now we have more bids coming up. We have also participated in, we have also won a project in the National Capital Regional Transport Corporation, NCRTC, which is an electrification project. So I think they are going to go for new corridors. There also we see some opportunity. That also gets classified in the railway only. And we have some metro projects, where we have the track, the tenders for track construction coming up. We have won a project in Chennai, so we hope to participate and get some projects from the metros as well.
So I'm trying to figure out the limited participation opportunity which happens between IRCON, RITES, and the other railway PSUs. What is that opportunity in FY23? Is it possible to quantify that number?
No. I think maybe you are not aware. This limited competition has also been done away with by the railway. So now they have said we have to go in for competition with private players. Now the zonal railways will be inviting the bids, and we will be going like any other, like we are getting projects from high speed or dedicated freight corridor or NCRTC, we'll have to get projects from railways as well. So there is no more limited competition now.
Understood, sir. Secondly, sir, on the high speed rail and the high speed rail, I think you won around a lot of orders, somewhere around 68 billion. Do we need to subcontract this order to parties, or are we capable of executing this project on our own?
In such large contracts, nobody does any of all the activities on their own. Basically, you have to work like an integrator. Whether L&T also works in such projects, they also do the same. So we have to basically put together a set of people with whom we have to integrate, design and integrate the entire project. There are some procurements which we do directly. But then most of the contract works, like if there is a casting yard to be set up, if there is a some laying to be done, so part of that, maybe the machinery we buy, operate on our own, but then the labor contractor has to be there. So that way, we are capable of doing it on our own. So in C7, we have a partner and, he is doing a significant part of the work. But T2, yes, we can do it on our own. We are going ahead like that.
Who is the partner in C7?
C7, we have Dinesh Chandra Agarwal is our partner.
Understood. And sir, on the highway side, I think we have floated tenders to subcontract. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah.
For both the packages.
Yes, because in highways we have earlier tried to do some projects on our own, in the sense that we had our own batching plants, our own hot mix plants, our own plant and machinery operated by our people. But gradually we have found that some subcontractors are able to, somehow use all those more efficiently. So we are now subcontracting a large part of the work to the subcontractor directly, keeping our margins, of course.
When can you expect this tendering to happen, sir?
Already two tenders have been invited, and three more are going to come very soon.
What is the kind of margin you expect on our books, the HAM orders?
EPC margin would be about 6-7%, but our IRR is going to be in the range of 12% to 13%.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj Oza, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for this opportunity, sir. I have just two questions. Okay, first is on, could you give us a quantum of international orders we have in our kitty in coming quarters?
As of now, we have not won any big order in the international market in the recent past. We have become L1 bidders in two projects, one in Sri Lanka and another in Bangladesh, but we are yet to receive the orders from there. We hope to get one project in one of our other neighboring countries, which we are trying to secure, directly through the ministry. That may happen soon. Other than that, there are not many tenders which have come up in the recent past, probably because of COVID, restricted international travel. So not many opportunities are coming up. We are following, all the developments very closely. We hope that, we'll find some opportunities very soon. We'll be able to get something.
Okay.
But as of now, there is nothing concrete which I can see other than this Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and maybe a project in Myanmar.
Okay, that was useful. My second question is, we have heard that the government will ask PSUs for mandatory quarterly payout of dividends. Have you received any such notification from the government? Can you just put some light on that, sir? That would really help us.
Yeah, we have received directions, but they are not mandatory. We have not, they will not been asked to give dividends mandatorily.
Okay.
But as a good practice, we are giving it. So we have given the dividend in all the quarters now. All the three quarters, we have given the dividend.
Okay. That was useful. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Avatramani from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. So can you get me the debt, debt figure, for this until 9 months?
The debt figure?
Yeah.
We don't have any debt. It's a debt figure. Debt figure,
We have no debt on our books. We don't have any debt on our books. Whatever entries are there, that's a pass-through entry and, guaranteed by the Government of India, Ministry of Railways.
Okay, sir.
Prepayment is to be done by them.
Okay, got it, sir. And next is, sir, that someone previous participant told that you told that the road projects investment will be 4,000 to 5,000 crore. So just wanted a clarity that this would be 20% of the overall revenue share, right? Road projects for us.
Yes, almost.
Almost. Okay. And so what are the challenges we might face in the near future? As you said that the private companies will also be coming in for competition for orders with railways, right? As you mentioned previously. So what will be the challenges we'll face in this?
No, see, since we have also been getting projects earlier. So we got our DFCC project on competition. There we had L&T and all coming up, you know, as our competitors, big companies. Our Bangladesh project we won in competition. In Sri Lanka project we won in competition. So, and this high speed projects we have won in competition. So I don't think that is a challenge for us because we are not dependent wholly on the nomination portfolio. We were in any case going for bidding for highway projects. But yes, because we had a large portfolio on nomination basis, it was serving as a sort of a secure order base, you know, on which you can rely on. But then since it is not there, now we have the entire, you know, market open to us, and we will keep making more attempts at securing projects from there because we know we're not going to get anything from the railways.
Okay. So understood, sir. And lastly, that you said that we have 11,000 crore order book. So what is the timeline to complete this order?
See, the 11,000 crore that we have secured, 5,100 crore is the high-speed railway project. The high-speed railway is basically track laying on the elevated track. So the elevated track is also under construction. So the total work is to be done in about four and a half years. Right? So in that project, it is four and a half years. But all our highway projects, they have to be completed within, there is one project which is to be completed in 18 months. There are others which are to be completed in 24 to 30 months. So highway projects, we have shorter timelines. In the high-speed project, we have a slightly longer time.
Okay, so if we say that the range will be around approximately 3 to 5 years timeline, this is what we can get out of this.
Yes, exactly. See, when we get projects on nomination, when we used to get projects on nominations from the railways, the projects were, when they were given to us, they were like half-baked projects. So we had to do a lot of development work before we could actually start working on those projects or getting revenue from those projects. So that is why the time period taken, and railways, there are a lot of approvals to be taken. And the railway just handed over the project to us without giving us all the approvals. So that's why the timeline there, normally if you see, was in the range of 5 years, 4 to 5 years. But I think with the in the bid out contracts, because the time is of essence and everything is very well defined at the tender stage itself. And everything is defined. There are penalties if the client is not able to give me land. In the nomination project, if I didn't get land for 5 years, nobody bothered because we also did not bother because it was a cost-plus project. But here, when we go for a project which we have won on bidding, there both the client is also answerable for that and he has to compensate me for that. So I think the timelines for completion will become shorter.
Okay, sir. This is clear from my end. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shreyansh from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the follow-up. So, sir, just wanted to understand what is the cash on hand?
Cash on hand is about... cash on hand is... Our own fund is 428 crore. And the client and other earmarked fund is 3,680 crore.
Okay. So, last quarter, it was roughly around 600 odd crores. And now we are at around 430 odd crores. So, where is the, what is the usage of funds which you've done?
See, we have we have projects of on the SPV model with the in Chhattisgarh, in Jharkhand, in Orissa, which are basically with the coal companies, where we have an equity share of 26%.
Right.
We have contributed some there, and about 90 crores we have contributed towards our working capital requirements.
So could you quantify how much has been for those railway projects, the SP ones?
Sorry?
Ground number will also do.
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Sir, I'm asking you to quantify the investment, the cash which has gone towards the SPVs, if you can, quantify.
I'll just tell you. Not within, in this quarter, or you are saying overall position?
This quarter.
This quarter, 90 crore has gone to the SPVs.
90 crore?
Yeah.
Okay. And 90 crore for working capital?
Yeah.
Sure. And so, last question, what is the update on the BKC commercial project where we were supposed to get some approvals and at the same time our NCR project, the mall project?
Yes.
So, wanted updates on the same.
One is the mall project, the one which one did you say?
The BKC land.
Achha, the BKC land. The Bandra land, I think we are still struggling with BMC and the Greater Mumbai, Corporation. We have to sign a tripartite agreement with the railways, and the conditions which they are trying to impose are not acceptable to the railways. So possibly there is some kind of a stalemate there, because the access to the land has to be provided from the expressway, and unless the MMRDA facilitates that, we cannot realize the value of the land which is there. So as of now, that is right now a little stuck up. Unless something comes up at the political level, maybe then only we'll be able to resolve it. Regarding the mall, we had invited tenders, and we have issued a letter of acceptance to one of the operators, and what we are going to get is a 25 crores upfront and 8 crores annually as our lease fee. So we have given it for 9 plus 9 plus 9, so 27 years.
Sorry, 9 plus 9 plus 9.
Yeah. Nine extendable,
okay.
another nine, of course, on mutually agreed terms.
And would there be any escalation clauses out here?
There is an escalation clause in that.
Okay. And sir, this would be effective from, when this thing happened?
As soon as he gives the upfront payment, I think after that it starts. He has some rent-free period in which he has to develop, because he will need some time to do the furnishings and then give it out to the secondary, to the other, the retailers. So there is some rent-free period, and after that we will start realizing our rent. But it will start from the day he gives our upfront payment of 25 crores.
25 crores, okay. And sir, in terms of accounting, this will be a part of our standalone revenues, right?
Yes, it will be our standalone revenue, because this investment is from IRCON only.
Got it. And sir, just wanted for more details for the same. So 25 crores ideally would be in terms of probably 8 crores would be coming to the top line, and anything in terms of cost which you would be incurring, or it would be majorly flowing to the bottom line?
No, it will mainly be adding to the bottom line. There are because most of the maintenance, all the charges for electricity, everything is included this 8 crore is net of all that. So we are not going to incur any expenditure there.
Got it. And so this 25 crore is the deposit amount?
No, it is going to come as revenue to us.
Upfront. Okay, sir. That is from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions. One, you mentioned the 8,000 crore orders that we have received in high speed. So what is our share of work in this?
No, there are two projects which we have won. One is 3,400 crore in which our share is 50%, so 1,700 crores. And the other one is 5,100 crore which IRCON has won on its own. So there are no partners in that. 100% is to be done by IRCON.
Okay, got it. And another thing, you mentioned that just a clarification on this part. The total investments that we plan to have right now is 200 crore in the solar, is over the next two years. And you have a road asset of around 2,500 crore. So incrementally, 500 crore in a road investment over the next 2 years?
Yes, because we have got five projects, the value is around 4,000 crores. Around 5,000 crores we have, no?
Yes.
So we have about 5,000 crores worth of highway projects in which we will be providing our share of the equity. So that will be about 20 to 30%, depending on, you know, how what we are able to negotiate. So if it is 30% also, we'll have to, provide about 1,500 crores in that.
Okay. What are your thoughts on funding this? I think reason I'm asking is on a run rate on an annual basis, our PAT is something 4,500 odd crores, and we are going in this investment, whether you talk about solar or maybe road asset, and plus we have a dividend, 40-50% dividend payout that we've been doing it till now.
Yeah.
So how exactly we plan to fund it?
If you see our cash balances and some of the cash that we have put in our earlier projects, if you see, we have all refinanced our debt in those projects and got the cash out from there. So all our earlier road projects where we had initially put in our money, later on we have substituted our loan with a loan from the banks. So that is the cash that we have or we will have for our investments for other projects.
Okay, so this own cash of 430 odd crore you mentioned, it includes the money that you received from the bank after refinancing of the loan.
No, this 430 is already available with us. Like we already have a loan of sanction of for the IRCON Downgiri, Shivpuri Guna project. We already have a sanction available from the bank and approval from the NHAI to take the loan and substitute the money that we have given there. So once we do that, we'll get about 500 crores back from that project. So we'll have 900 odd crores to be invested.
Okay. And then I think earlier you were planning to sell off these road assets, again the operational one. So any timeline that you see or probably any talks that's happening?
This substitution of the loan, our own loan with the bank loan was a step in that direction. We were planning to go ahead with the sale of road assets, but because I think last time also I said there are guidelines from BCOM now, and some of these assets may be taken under the national, the monetization of the assets program that the government has. So we are waiting for more clarity on that. So because in any case, we'll have to go to them for taking the approvals now. So we are waiting for some clarifications on that. And once we have the clarification, either we'll offer it to them for monetization or we will monetize ourselves. So that clarity has to come.
Okay. And then you mentioned in one of the previous participant question that 90 crore is the investment that we have done in rail SPV.
Yeah, yeah. We have 5 rail SPVs. One is Chhattisgarh East Railway, Chhattisgarh East West Railway, Mahanadi Coal Railway, Jharkhand, and the BRPL, the Buster Rail. We have 5 SPVs in which we have 26% stake. The majority stake is in 4 companies is by the coal companies. The Central Coal Fields, Southeastern Coal Fields, the Mahanadi Coal Fields, and in Buster Rail, it is by NMDC. So we are there in these projects. So one is we are also the executing partners. So we have put in our equity, but we are also executing these projects. So we are realizing our share of revenue and turnover from there, revenue and profit from there. And once the project becomes operational, so our first project of Chhattisgarh East Railway has become operational already. Initial 30 kilometers was commissioned last year, 44 kilometers we have commissioned this year. Some more spur lines and sidings are now getting commissioned this year. So once the traffic picks up, that SPV will also start getting some revenue, and maybe at some stage it will also come to the company.
Okay. So what is the incremental investment that you see, which will go in probably next year, 12 months, 18 months, in this railway SPV?
Railway, me kitna hai? 24 months.
Or any pending which is there, what is done?
So we have.
Yet to be invested.
So we are yet, I think, in these projects, we are to invest about 76 crores more as of now.
Okay. Sure, sir. I think that's all from my side. I'll come back in the queue for more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Vyas from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, good afternoon. Few questions from my side. First one, just a clarification on the investment required in the road project. So effectively our total road portfolio is closer to 5,000 crore as you indicated. But you highlighted that 30% equity contribution could be close to 1,500 crore. I was wondering, because these are HAM projects, so 40% of funding will come from NHAI. So,
I made a mistake there because I was just doing offhand calculation. 40% will come, so the investment is much lower. Kitna hai isme?
Commission. It will be closer to 900 crore, I guess.
Yeah. You are right. I think I made a mistake there. Yes, they are all HAM projects, so 40% is going to come from NHAI during construction.
Got it, sir. So that clarifies. Sir, secondly, you were in one of the response indicating that you can't take more HAM projects because of the limitation of net worth. So I didn't got that clarification.
Department of Public Enterprises guideline where we can invest only 15% of our net worth in one project or 30% overall. Okay, so as equity. So that is one limitation.
15% in one project, another 30% overall across any number of projects put together?
Yes, any number of projects put together. So 30% of net worth as equity. So some we are also able to manage as a promoter's contribution and all. But then, we also, then you have to see this, how much cash you have or how much cash you have put in and how you are going to get it back. But there is a limitation on the net worth, based on the net worth, which is by the DP.
Okay.
30% of net worth is what we can actually put in.
So, just pardon me my ignorance, but let's say our net worth, let's say, is closer to 4,500 crore totally as of now.
Yeah.
So 30% of that is almost 1,350 crore.
Yeah.
This is the total investment that you can make across road projects, across coal SPV and solar. All of the asset that you will actually own, in which you can put up equity, right? So current constraint is limited to 1,350 crore across all of them put together.
I think this is strictly as equity. This is the contribution that we can make. We can also contribute some amount as an interest-free loan or a promoter's equity. So to that extent, we have some more leverage. But primarily, you know, we also tend to, you know, follow this limit and not try to overstretch too much in, you know, putting our equity in a BOT project.
And just for clarification, sir, the loan substitution that you are doing for, let's say, Shivpuri Guna, 500 crore is coming back, of which how much is coming as part of equity return, or this is all that you have actually given as the interest-free loan from?
No. This was not interest-free loan. See, in the initial projects, when we first took up some BOT projects, at that stage, because you know, it was taking time for us to go for loan from the banks, and banks were not easily forthcoming, so we provided that loan from our company itself. So they are in, that is an interest-bearing loan.
Okay, got it.
And later on, now, because when we decided that we should now get out of these projects and probably try to sell them, so we tried and substituted these loans. And we have taken out our own money. So now we have more cash available to be deployed for other purposes.
Got it, sir. Just rounding this up on this particular aspect, sir. So 900 crore is the kind of equity that you have to put in the 5 HAM projects. 200 crore is the equity that you have to put in solar. And you have already put in some money in coal SPVs, more to be put. So effectively, we are reaching to that 1300 crore range already. So
as unless I said, we do, this 1300 is pure equity that we can put.
Yes, sir.
But
yes.
We have also, or kya hai isme? Pura hai. So we have already invested 1098 crores in equity.
Okay.
And in our earlier projects, we have 124 crore more which we have to invest. And now we'll be putting, in the new SPVs. In the new SPVs, ये जो अभी वाली आ रही है ना सारी, हाँ, तो इसमें कितना है? In this, we will be going for a very small equity contribution, and more amount will go as interest-free loans. We have the cash, but we cannot contribute in the form of equity, so we will be going for interest-free loan.
Okay. Got it. But just on this, sir, given this limitation, it essentially means that unless we are able to monetize some of these investments over next 1 to 2 years, our ability to take newer projects will be fairly constrained. So I agree that we'll have good profit, but 50% of profit going into dividend, our net worth will only increase by that much. So we will get constrained unless we have recycling of these assets.
You are right there, but I think we have also we are also going to start getting some dividends from some of these SPVs, which we are already getting from one of our SPV, companies, which is the Ircon Soma Tollway. We have already this year we have got about 41 crores as dividend from that company.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so we are also now getting some returns, and maybe in the next quarter, we will get some revenue from some of our other SPVs as well. So we will get some money, but yes, you are right. The ideal thing to do would be to monetize these assets and get the cash so that we can invest more. But because being a government company, we have a limitation. So we'll see when we can do that. But as soon as we get an opportunity, we'll try to do that.
Got it, sir. And one last question, sir. You did indicated the coal connectivity CERCL status. If you can just also highlight broad status for the other projects, where we are today.
One is the, we have one SPV, which is Chhattisgarh East Railway Limited, which is called CERL. It has got CERL 1, phase 1 and phase 2. Phase 1 we have nearly completed. This is with the southeastern coal fields.
Yes, sir.
Phase 2 is in the process of land acquisition. Then we have another SPV which is called Chhattisgarh East West Rail Limited, Yeah. Here also, our majority partner is Southeastern Coalfields. In this, the land acquisition, forest clearing, everything is done, and now the work is going on in the entire project. So this is the second. The third is Mahanadi.
Sorry, I'm interrupting. But when do we expect these to commission, sir?
No. The work is going on. Right now, civil works are going on. This will take time. This will take about 2 years more.
Take 2 more years. Okay.
Yes.
That is helpful.
And
yeah.
Then we have the Mahanadi MCRL, which is Mahanadi Coal Railway Limited. Here, our majority partner is the Mahanadi Coal Limited.
Yes, sir.
So the phase one of that is about 14 kilometer, but it is going to be a very, very good project in the sense that the revenues that we are going to realize from this 14 kilometer itself will be very good. So yeah. This project we are going to commission in June this year.
Okay.
And the phase two, of course, has is in the preliminary stages, land acquisition, forest clearance and other things. Then we have Jharkhand Coal Railway Limited, Jharkhand Central Railway Limited. It is in Jharkhand. This is a project from Shivpur to Kathautia. So here also, basically, we have done all the engineering work. We have done the all. We have almost reached financial closure. The banks, we have actually got the loan sanctioned from the bank. Only the papers are under signature. But we have started the work in one part of the section, and this also, this will take about 3 years to materialize, but this will also be a very remunerative project. So this is another one. And we have Bastar Rail Private Limited, which is Rao Ghat to Jagdalpur Railway Line. Here, NMDC is the majority partner. So here again, there are some issues. There were some issues with land acquisition, but I think they are getting sorted out. And very soon we expect things to move. The financial closure is yet to be done, but once that is done, we'll go for the execution of the work.
Great, sir. That was very, very helpful. One last question, sir. This loan substitution that you are doing for Shivpur Gona, is it what interest rate and what time frame, sir?
The loan that we have got is at 6.95% period. Then yes. I think it's for 10 years. I'm not very sure, but my colleagues are telling me that it's about 10 years.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. That is very, very competitive rate. Great. Yeah. Congratulations and good luck, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhil Hazari from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon. Am I audible? Hello.
Sir, please proceed with your question.
So I just want to know, does the company have an internal target of order inflows every year that they try to achieve?
Yes, I think till about last year, we also had this not just internal, we also had this target as a MOU target with the ministry. But now, because the ministry itself has said that, we are not going to handhold you for any orders, so you go on your own. So now we have our own orders, but then we have our 5-year business plan, and we have targets of both our revenue as well as order book, because both of them are linked. And based on that, we have our internal targets.
So what is the internal order inflow target that you have, like the minimum order inflows that you try to achieve?
Right now, I think what we have targeted is about reaching about 50,000 crore order book in the next 5 years. So minus the turnover that we will achieve, so the orders inflow has to be between 10 and 15,000 crore. So I think I'll have to go into the details, but they are available. We have a business plan chalked out, and based on that only, every year we fix our, the order inflows target.
Right. And just coming back to your revenue guidance, so that increase of 5% in FY23, is it 5% over FY22 revenues, total revenues?
Yeah, it's going to be over FY22 revenues.
Okay, fine. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of S.J. Rao from Share Trend Research. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon.
First, congratulations on your different approach than your predecessors. You have taken a new way of presentation of results. Most of the questions I intend to ask were covered by HDFC Securities. I thank him for the questions. Regarding the recent budget guidelines, around 245,000 crores outlay was planned for the next 3 years. How you, IRCON is planning to get most of the outlay, sir?
As I already said, most of these works will be tendered out by the government directly, by the railways directly. So zonal railways will also come up with big size tenders. Right now, they were not doing that. So once they come up with big size EPC tenders, we will be participating in them and then trying to secure from them directly. As we have done for, as I said, for right now, big tenders were coming only from dedicated freight corridor or high-speed rail, where we have already, you know, bid and secured projects. So we also hope that we'll be able to compete with the best players in the country and back some of these projects that are going to come up for today.
Mishra ji, last one, wish from me. Hello?
Yes, please.
Actually, earlier, ISKCON was not valued properly at the marketplace. In spite of the very good results, it is recording year after year. Under your ITN leadership, I hope that ISKCON will be getting respectable valuation at the marketplace, especially before the issue of LIC, before the oncoming IPO issue. I hope that IRCON will be getting its due valuation at the marketplace.
Well, thank you very much. That's what we also hope. But unfortunately, the market is not, valuing us, as you rightly said, correctly, probably. Whatever, I don't know what is the reason, because nobody can understand the markets. But then we also hope, as you are saying, to see better valuations in future. Definitely. We are, we are a very strong company. We have delivered good results. Our the results going forward that I see are also going to be better. So I don't see why our share price or our valuation should not improve.
I wish you and all your team members all the very best in the quarter.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shreyansh from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if you could help us with the investments which you've done in this SPVs till date, that would be really helpful.
The investments that we have planned?
No. Investments we have already done till date for our railway and for the road projects.
Okay. Just, done. Huh? Okay, so if you, so in the road projects, we have already invested 562 crores.
Equity amount, right?
In equity.
Right.
And 1019.85, so 1020 crore as loan, which I said we are substituting with the bank loan.
Sure.
And in the coal connectivity projects, we have invested 420 crores as equity.
Sorry, sir, which project?
the coal, as I said, SPV projects, the coal projects, where we are, we have taken, you know, we have formed special purpose vehicles with the coal companies.
Correct.
There we have invested 420 crores as equity.
420?
Yeah.
In total, in five SPVs.
Yes. And then we have some other, like our subsidiary, Irkon ISL, the Station Development Corporation, 117 crore in that. So total of 1098, almost 1100 crores we have actually invested.
Sure. And sir, coming back to the roads, as you said, you know, that 1020 crore is given as loans. So of which in we are expecting 500 odd crores coming back to us. So the remaining 500, is it that we are yet to, I mean, we'll be going for the similar thing?
Yeah. See, depending on our requirement of cash, see, again, there is a problem there because we, as a government company, we cannot invest this cash. We can only invest this cash in government securities or in FDs of the public sector bank. So there are also guidelines there. So that's why, you know, since we do not get a good return on our cash that is available with us, we would take it out as and when it is required, where we can really put it into use.
Got it. Okay, sir, that is from my side. Thank you.
A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Yeah, thank you, Gaurav. Thank you for organizing this conference call, and I would like to really pay my sincere gratitude to all the analysts and investor friends who have taken the time out of the busy schedule to listen to us today. I hope I have been given them the information and answers to satisfy them. And you know, if you have any more questions, please feel free to connect with us. In case you have, and we'll be happy to get back to you. Thank you.
Thank you all for being a part of the conference call. If you need any further information or clarification, please mail us at gaurav.g@conceptpr.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference call for today. Thank you.